Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 1st of January, 2024. The Bible reading today is 2 Corinthians 5, 14-21. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Today's article, titled New Identity in Jesus, was written by James Banks. I'm not who I once was. I'm a new person. Those simple words from my son, spoken to students at a school assembly, describe the change God made in his life. Once addicted to heroin, Jeffrey previously saw himself through his sins and mistakes. But now he sees himself as a child of God. The Bible encourages us with this promise. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. No matter who we've been or what we've done in our past, when we trust Jesus for our salvation and receive the forgiveness offered through his cross, we become someone new. Since the Garden of Eden, the guilt of our sins has separated us from God, but he has now reconciled us to himself through Christ, not counting our sins against us. We are his dearly loved children, washed clean and made new in the likeness of his Son. Jesus liberates us from sin and its dominating power, and restores us into a new relationship with God, where we're free to no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died for us and was raised again. On this New Year's Day, let's remember that his transforming love compels us to live with new identity and purpose. It helps us point others to our Saviour, the one who can make them new people too. Let's pray. Abba, Father, thank you for sending your Son to save me. Please send me to someone who needs you too. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Roger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.